So at this time, we are going to have an opening prayer by our dear sister, Elizabeth Francis.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for hosting our program tonight. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, you are the great and awesome God, the one who sits high and looks low, the one who knows all things and is through all things. Father, nothing is hidden from your sight. And I pray, dear Lord, that as I come before you now, that you forgive me, God, of any sin that I might have committed knowingly or unknowingly, Lord. Father, I pray that nothing will hinder this prayer as I speak to you right now. Father, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to come before you, to call upon your name and to give you praise. Father, I thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins so that we could be able to be Christians today, along with your son being here together in your kingdom. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your word that we use each day to keep us in line with your command. Father, I thank you so much for every single person who will be taking part in this series tonight. I thank you so much, and I pray, dear Lord, that we all give our best. I thank you especially, Lord, for our speaker, Sister Sharaka, who is going to present your word. I pray, dear Lord, that as she presents it, Lord, that she'll rely on your Holy Spirit and that your Holy Spirit will guide her in the way that she should go and that she'll remember the things that she has studied to share with us. And I pray, dear Lord, that you open our hearts wide so that we, Lord, be able to receive your words. Father, I pray so much for those who are sick, those who are not able to be on the call tonight, for those who are calling for the first time, and for every single sister who is on the line tonight, especially those who ask for prayers. I pray for Sister Revere, who is still in the hospital, yet God, she made the effort to be on the call tonight. And Father, I just want to thank you so much for her. I thank you so much, God, for everything that you have done in our lives, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, because you're always blessing us, God, even when we do not deserve it. Father, I thank you so much, God, for tonight. Thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you so much for your grace. And as we prepare our hearts to hear your words, I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth Francis, for that very powerful, powerful prayer on tonight. All right, my dear sisters, now at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Brenda Mason.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Katrina, for hosting on tonight. Our scripture reading will be coming from New International Version. It will be John 14:23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." Let me say that one more time. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." I have read John 14:23. May the Lord add a blessing to his reading. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my dear sister Brenda Mason, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. Now at
You're
this
welcome.
Time, we're going to have our song praise by our songbird, our very own Sister Marcia Allen.
Good evening, sisters. Thanks for hosting, Sister Katrina. Like a weary traveler in this world and passing through, on my journey, my downs are many, and my ups are only a few. Have been up on the mountains up, and have been down in the valley too. This road I travel is not an easy one, but my faith, I'm moving along. Oh, with Jesus, I'll make it. I know my needs He'll supply. Though I be cast down in blame and shame, from Jesus lift me. Though weak am I, he says, my child, you're gonna make it. Yes, you're gonna make it, because I'm right by your side. On my journey, the foe's before me, and he's trying to block me with fear. The way gets hard and rocky, and it seems my life's end is near. Then I remembered those Hebrew boys in the fire. He did not let them die. And I'm sure he walks with me, so neither will I. For with Jesus I'll make it. I know my needs he'll supply. And though I've been cast down in pain and shame, the world passed me by, but that's when Jesus lifts me. Though weak am I, save my child, you're gonna make it. Oh yes, you're gonna make it, because I'm right by your side. Oh, with Jesus I'll make it. I know my needs he'll supply. Though I be cast down in pain and shame, and the world pass me by, but that's when Jesus lifts me. Oh, weak am I. Save my child, you're gonna make it. Oh yes, you're gonna make it, because I'm right by your side.
Amen. Amen. Sister Marcia, thank you so much for allowing God to use you on tonight. You're going to make it. You're going to make it because Jesus is by your side. Thank you so much, sister. All right. Now at this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker, and that's going to be done by our dear sister, Roslyn Boddy.
Thank you so much, Katrina. Welcome to first-time callers and to all of those who are on the call tonight. Sharaka Latora Melton considers being a child of God her greatest accomplishment. She obeyed the gospel at age 17 and received some of the greatest teachings from the spiritual leaders at Morgan County Church of Christ in Madison, Georgia. Her spirituality shapes her into the lady prayer warrior that she is today. Sharaka says daily, her one quote is, God has to be first for me. She often refers to one of her favorite scriptures, Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. She shares her spirituality with her beautiful family. She is dedicated and committed to raising her 11-year-old son, Zion Melton. She calls him her rising star. Sharaka is also passionate about her women's ministry, Lady Prayer Warriors Corporation. She is the founder and president of this great work. She is responsible for supervising and finalizing heavy projects such as 100 Days of Prayer. This is where sisters in Christ all over the world praying 100 days straight without ceasing. Thanksgiving basket giveaway. This is all about feeding hundreds throughout the holiday season. 24-hour prayerthon. This is about holding a prayer hotline for 24 hours straight. Haiti Projects, Phase 1. This is about sending food and aid to 4 congregations each month. Phase 2 is about heading a school academy to help children. Back to school giveaway, providing school supplies to needy children. Benevolence building projects in Haiti. Scholarship funds, benevolence activities, LPW teams, and so much more. I would like to present to you Sharaka Latoya Milton.
Hey, my sisters. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I want to thank all the program participants who agreed to be on this program with me tonight. It has truly been challenging. Thank God I have just been able to get home and stuck in traffic. So I will not keep you long on tonight. Thanks to the administrators for giving me the opportunity to share the word with you on tonight. I want to thank Sister Katrina for hosting, calling me the wrong name. We've been friends for 40 years. And I want to also thank our opening prayer sister, Elizabeth Francis, who was so delighted to participate with me on tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for agreeing to do the scripture, Sister Brenda Mason. Thank you so much, Sister Marcia Allen. What a beautiful song. And I appreciate you as always. And I also want to thank Sister Rosalind Body for introducing me on tonight. Thank you for doing a beautiful job. And I want to thank in advance Sister Darlene Shelton for agreeing to do our closing prayer. I really appreciate you, Sister Darlene. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started. I will not keep you long. This has been a challenging day, but nevertheless, God is able, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. If there are any first-time callers, friends, visitors of any kind, we really want to thank you for being on the line. We appreciate your presence, and we would like to invite you each and every Friday night to be a part of our Friday night Bible series. This month, I have the pleasure of kicking it off. Our theme is, Let's Beat the Heat. Now, that could be a loaded theme, but we'll try to tackle just a piece of it tonight. So in order to cool off, because it's hot, and beat the heat, we must go inside where it is cool. Sisters, the wind is blowing in the Word of God. You see, beating the heat is all about doing what is right and pleasing in the sight of God. The main thing is we must be obedient. That's the key word for tonight. If you want to secure your spot in the land where saints never die, you must learn, we must learn, talking to me as well, to be obedient. Obedience is how you beat the heat. That's my subtitle. Obedience is how you beat the heat. The Bible tells us in John 14:23, that Sister Brenda read to our hearing, Jesus replied, NIV version, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. I'm going to share 4 quick examples of how obedience beat the heat, and then the lesson will be yours. I'm going to give you 4 quick examples. Example number 1 is the obedience of Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate ultimate obedience. Jesus always did the Father's will every single time, even when it was painful, like when he expressed in the Garden of Gethsemane the desire to have his cup pass from him. But Jesus said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. You see, Jesus knew. He said, "He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." And we can find that in John 8:29. In fact, Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." John 4:24. "And even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10:45. You see, the Apostle Paul wrote the church at Philippi, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." Philippians 2:5-7. And so Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. You hear me? Obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2:8. Now, who could be more obedient than Jesus? Jesus, he even washed the feet of his disciples, including Judas. And we know Judas betrayed him, but he washed his feet anyway. If there ever was an example of obedience, sisters, it is that of Jesus Christ. He came down and showed us with his life how to beat the heat through being obedient. Now I want us to look at Abraham. Let's see how he used obedience to beat the heat. When God called Abraham in Genesis, it was around about chapter 12, we see absolutely no hesitation on his part to obey God. You see, he was ready right then to obey. I think about how we get mad when God doesn't answer our prayers the way we want him to. Boy, I tell you, if we could take a lesson from Abraham, he immediately was ready to obey God. Now, that's how you beat the heat. The Bible says the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing." Genesis 12:1-2. Now, I want you to imagine this, sisters. Abel, later called Abraham, had to leave his family, leave his friends, leave his occupation, leave his home, and leave everything that he was doing. He had to go to a land that he'd never seen before, and called by a God who had never known about before. But we see no hesitation. He didn't even pause. No hesitation. We don't see any hesitation in Abraham at all. He didn't stop to think about it. You know how we do. We got to think about it before we do anything. He didn't stop to count the cost, see how much you were going to take him and how much you were going to need to spend. He didn't ask God, "Why you got me going? I don't understand. Why? Why me?" It simply said, this the book, "So Abram went as the Lord had told him." Now that how you beat the heat. Genesis 12:4. How many of us would have dropped everything? You know we can't drop this stuff we're doing. It's so important. We can't even drop our favorite TV show at this time. We can't drop nothing. But how many of us would drop everything and leave everything behind and go to a strange land, being called by a God that was unknown to him at the time? Abraham also went to the most extreme ends possible in proving that he would obey when God asked him to sacrifice his only son of promise, Isaac. We could go on and on. But Abraham wanted to beat the heat. His main objective was to obey God. I'm telling you, obedience is the key. Now let's look at my next one. We're on number three, we're rolling. Let's look at Saul becoming Paul. Saul, before he became the Apostle Paul, he was cutting up bad. That's the best way I could put it. Acts chapter 8, verse 1 says, there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, Acts 8:1. And so Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house, dragging off men and women, and committed them to prison, just throwing them in prison, Acts 8:3 tells us. Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. That's in Acts 9:1-2. But let me tell you, suddenly a light from heaven shone around him and falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Acts 9:3-5. So after 3 days, immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, he is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, It's not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name. And he had not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest. But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. Acts chapter 9, verses 20-22. You see, Saul knew he was to suffer very much for Christ, and yet he joyfully took up his commission to the Gentiles. This is how you beat the heat, through obedience. I'm going to tell you one more, and the lesson will be yours. The last one is Mary. We're talking about Jesus' mother. I think you all would be hard-pressed to find a greater example of obedience than that of Mary, the mother of Jesus. When she discovered that she would bear the Son of God, as yet being a virgin, she could hardly believe it. Like, what's going on here? It started in the sixth month. The angel of Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, Luke 1:26-27. But she was greatly troubled at the same and try to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, listen, get this. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Luke 1:29-30. Gabriel told Mary, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father, David. Luke 1:31-32. But let me see, here's the part that I want you to catch from all of that. What was Mary's reaction? This is where obedience comes into play. Did she hesitate to believe it? No. Was she confused because she was still a virgin? All she said, listen. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Luke 1:38. She's saying, I'm a servant. I'm going to do whatever it is that you would have me to do. Mary told Gabriel, let it be to me according to your word. She understood that she was a servant of the Lord. Now, this is the obedience to beat the heat. I'm going to tell you this, sisters. What we must understand is this. Just like these examples given to you on tonight, we have to remain obedient in everything. We got to be busy doing what God will have us to do. We can't do enough. We can't give enough. We can't be righteous enough. You can't really earn your way. But at least we can hold our alliance and our allegiance to God by being obedient. He is the protector from the heat. That's how you beat the heat, by being obedient. My preacher used to say often, Sister Bridges brought it up, we were talking about this quote, and he says, we have to stand against the gates of hell and redirect traffic. I'm going to tell you, the devil, he got enough soldiers fighting to keep his heat going. It's a lot of them. Sisters, we got to suit up. We got to put on the whole armor of God if we want to beat the heat and help others beat it. There are enough lost people in this world. We got to get busy. It's not enough anymore to sit around and talk about young folks. Young folks this. Young folk that. All we do is hear older people talking about young folk. Well, what are we going to do? We must stand up against this heat by remaining faithful and obedient and showing these young people and others what they need to do in order to be saved. We have been on milk so long, we just spilling milk out the side of our mouths. It's time to chew on some meat. It's time to get serious and chew on some meat and spit out the bone. Let's get serious about cooling off and staying out of that heat. We just can't waste any more time tampering with that furnace. We have tried it the wrong way. We've been doing it wrong for so long, over and over. That's played. How about we try to be obedient, do it the obedient way, over and over? What would it profit, sisters, if we gain the whole world and lose our souls? The heat is going to burn us up. I don't know about you, but I don't want that type of heat. I want to beat the heat. I want to be obedient like Abraham, Paul, Mary, and Jesus. If you're on this line tonight and you've been losing to the heat, if you haven't been beating the heat, I urge you to get it right. and be obedient to God. Maybe even if you're not a Christian, you may have been invited. Maybe you are here as a guest. I'm going to tell you how you beat the heat and enter into God's body. First, you got to hear the gospel, Romans 10:17, John 8:32. Then when you hear that gospel, you got to believe it. That's Hebrews 11:6, John 20:31. And then, sisters, we got to repent of our sins, Luke 13:3 and Acts 17:30. Then we confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Romans 10:10, Matthew 10:32. And then after that, we got to be baptized. Go down into that watery grave of baptism, Galatians 3:27, Mark 16:16, and Acts 2:38. And it doesn't stop there. We must remain faithful and obedient unto death, Revelations 2:10. I promise you, we will find somebody, if you are not a Christian, to baptize you on tonight. We ain't going to vote on it. We ain't going to think about it. If you ready, the water will be ready at somewhere we can find for you to get in tonight to become a part of God's family. Sisters, let's beat the heat. Let's start by changing, repenting, and moving forward and being obedient. It comes down to one simple thing. It's our love for God. Our lesson text that Sister Brenda read said it best. John 14:23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Sisters, this was a rough night for me tonight, trying to get home in the mix, and I got a lot going on. And I ask that you all continue to pray for me. In fact, I would like to go into prayer right now at the end. Father God, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for these program participants. We thank you for everybody who's on the line. Father, we ask that you forgive me of all my sins. Lord, help me to beat the heat and be obedient in all things that you would have me to do. Not only me, Father God, we ask that you help all of us beat the heat and remain obedient and be just like Mary and do exactly what you said we should do and serve. Father God, we thank you for this Lady Prayer Warrior group. And Lord, we ask special blessings upon this 24-hour prayer-thon. Lord, forgive us for our sins. We know that sometimes we fall off. But Lord, we know you are just God, and you are creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. And we know that you are forgiving, and we will throw those things into the sea of forgetfulness. Help us to be more attached to you, more desirous of you. As we stated in our lesson, we have done it wrong for so long. It's time to try to do what's right by remaining obedient. Lord, bless the churches of Christ all over the land and country, all over the world, that we remain obedient without wavering, without being moved, steadfast. Father, help us as we continue to strive to make heaven our home. We thank you and we love you. It's in the precious name of Jesus that I do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Soraka, for that powerful lesson. Now, before we go into our words of encouragement and comments, we're going to have our closing prayer done by our dear sister, Darlene Shelton.
Let us bow our heads, sisters. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening thanking you, Father God, for this day, a day that wasn't promised to us. We thank you for all your blessings that you have lavished upon your daughters, Father God. We love you. And Father, I want to thank you for the gathering for this evening, the Lady Prayer Warriors Bible Study. We want to thank you for all those who were on the call, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that they heard something that they can take with them, Father, to continue to be obedient to you, beating that heat, Father God, doing your will and your purpose, Father, as Abraham, Paul, and Mary did, Father God. Father, we also ask in prayers for those who are on the call who may not be into the Lord. And we're praying and asking, Lord, that you give them time, Father God, for your words to convict them, Lord. And we pray that they will reach out to someone, Father God, that will help them on this way to draw them closer to you. Father, we want to thank you for all that you do. We want to thank you, Father God, for loving us. We want to thank you for food on our tables and clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. Father, we want to thank you for all those who participated this evening on the Bible study, using their talents, Father God, that you have so blessed them with, Father, to giving you praise and glory and uplifting your name. I want to thank you for Sister Soraka for that most powerful and great lesson, Father God. I want to thank you for Sister Marcia Allen for the song that sung so beautiful. I want to thank you for Katrina Stafford, Father God, for hosting the call. I want to thank you for the introduction by Sister Rosalind Bowdy. We want to thank you also for Sister Elizabeth Francis, Father God. And if I miss anyone's name, Lord, please forgive me. Father, we're asking that as this evening winds down, as we lay our heads down, Father, we're just praying that you will watch over our families, our homes, that you will bless us with, Father God. Protect us through the night, Father God. Father, we're also asking for traveling grace for those who are traveling. They have to go to work, and we're asking prayers for all those who are incarcerated, Lord, Father God, and we're so grateful for the Lady Prayer Warriors prison ministry and so many other ministries that they have that's helping so many people across this world, Lord. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We are grateful. We're just so grateful to you, Father, and we ask all these prayers in your sweet Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.